Now Jeff Blair can tell you bedtime stories. Subscribe to podcasts of The Jeff Blair Show at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher and listen anytime you want. Sweet dreams. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Tenacious, loquacious, voracious, and just downright hellacious. You are listening to Joey Vendetta on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
3 minutes after 10 o'clock. It's Friday. You've made it. Fabulous contributions to the program today on Twitter. Sending pictures of your dogs. It's National Dog Day. I know it's a sports show. Lots of Blue Jay chatter. Man, I feel for Brett Cecil. I like Brett Cecil. I hate his glasses. I've always hated the goggles. Always. I mean, you're not skiing, bro. I get it. Why the hell does he wear those things anyway? Does anybody know? Derek Brandeo, our fantastic technical director. He's like Greg Vanney. He's a technical director. TFC coach. He's not a coach. See, this is what I like about MLS. Technical director, team manager. Much more affluent and classy. Much more appropriate for a program such as this. Still to come. We are going to get into a question that I asked Daryl Sittler yesterday, and I want your thoughts on, because you bring it. You bring some strong opinions. Should the Leafs have a captain this year? Yeah, I know it's August, but it's August 26th. World Cup of Hockey is just around the corner. Look at Sidney Crosby, for example. Sidney Crosby, a guy who earlier in this season, you wrote off, didn't you? Sid's done. It's over. He's finished. Yeah, he's finished. He just finished carrying the Stanley Cup around at Cole Harbor, bringing it to the kids. Yeah, that's how finished he was. Well, he was named captain of Team Canada in the World Hockey Cup. World Cup of Hockey. World Hockey Cup. Whatever. Remember the World Cup? I asked Daryl Sittler about that, too, when he scored that goal on Vladimir Zarilla, 1976. If you're 21 and you're rocking the hotline bling right now, you have no clue what I'm talking about. But it was an important moment for Canadians. It was the Canada Cup back then. It was the Allan Eagleson lines his pockets cup back then. Allan Eagleson would have made a great IOC exec, don't you think? Maybe FIFA. He has a FIFA vibe. He has kind of a Sepp Blatter thing going on. He was the predecessor, pre-Sepp Blatter. Other things we're talking about today, and we are going to take your calls on Brett Cecil, whether he's done. Do the Jays have to go out and get a lefty to come out of the pen? But last night, you saw Jose Bautista back in the lineup. I mean, at one point, it looked like the Jays could have won that game. Then the wheels fell off. And the Jays didn't win that game, but Jose Bautista did have two RBIs. He was the leadoff hitter. I'm hoping Devin Travis plays tonight. Devin Travis has had a great season. I mean, in the body of work as a Blue Jay, did we win that trade? Yeah. Here's Jose Bautista talking about how he felt as far as his physical being.
It was a good day for me physically, so I can't ask for anything more than that. I felt like I was seeing the ball well and made some solid contact today.
So Jose, very calm, very collected. Listen, he's very aware of his situation. He needs to come back, and he needs to mean something to this team. Significantly. I don't know that he's going to get that chance in the outfield. I just don't. But can he be an important part of the Blue Jays? Absolutely. They can spot him in the outfield, see how it goes. But, I mean, he's hurt himself twice in the outfield making plays or trying to make plays. Were they freak injuries? I guess. Enzo Greco tweets in a picture of his dog biting a Blue Jays hat on National Dog Day at Enzo Greco 1313 if you want to check it out. Linda, I love when the ladies chime in. Lilith the Pitbull and I are listening, and she tweets in a picture, and her Twitter handle is @far_fallen. Picture of a Pitbull, not Pitbull the singer, although he's fantastic. Are you kidding? He's Mr. Worldwide. If somebody's Mr. Worldwide, you don't question them. Ryan Barnes, @ATROCity. Min is god-awful. We're due and at home. No excuses not to sweep that dump team. No question. Boston and Baltimore are not going to lose every night like they did last night. They did last night. Another tweet from someone who tweets in a picture of their black cat next to what looks like a fish tank. Keep your cat away from the fish, bud. @PortCreditRoy, the best kind of hashtag dog ever. Aces, such a good little fellow. No scoop and no leashes. He has a cat, but it's National Dog Day, bro. Don't cat me. Don't catfish me like Manti Te'o. If you have no clue what I'm talking about, Manti Te'o, the linebacker, played for Notre Dame, plays for San Diego now, and San Diego now playing hardball with Joey Bosa, the lineman from Ohio State, their number one pick, number three overall. They're arguing about deferred payments and stuff. I wonder if Joey Bosa has a dog. Snitchell, @Thirsty25. Cecil just needs a heavier prescription on his goggles. Man, is Brett Cecil done? I don't know. Maria in Toronto. You're on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. Maria, what do you think about this often? How are you? Maria, do you have a dog?
No, I have a bird.
A bird?
Yeah.
What kind of bird do you have?
It's a budgie.
So what's involved in taking care of a budgie?
Not much. It's pretty easy. You just feed him every few days and he chirps and that's about it, really. Sometimes he'll play.
What kind of joy do you get from the chirping?
It's lively.
So when you're going to sleep, does the budgie go to sleep? Do you have to put a towel over the cage? How does it work?
He's asleep when the lights are off, so he doesn't make any noise.
So basically, you're talking basically the lowest maintenance pet you can have. A lizard's got to be pretty low maintenance, too.
I think it's more low maintenance than even a fish, to be honest.
Yeah, fish, you got to get the chlorine right. Do you put chlorine in the tank? No, that's a pool. Sorry. All right, so Blue Jays, you don't think of it. They're not hitting the ball like they did. Last night was another example where they had opportunity that they squandered. They had another missed opportunity. Brett Cecil had the chance to make a difference, and he didn't. And, look, the guy doesn't duck. I'm not saying anything disparaging about Brett Cecil. I like Brett Cecil. I want to see him succeed. But this team is still the third hitting team in baseball in terms of run production. It's just tailed off, but they're still 12-10 in the month of August. But you're concerned.
I'm just trying to understand how the team that has the same lineup virtually as last year that was scoring runs. I realize that it's not going to be a hit fest like it was last year all the time, but to see them run into so many games where they get two runs or three runs or one run intervals and the pitching has to be perfect every night, I'm truly baffled by what is going on, especially when so much of it is up against pitching that is very mediocre or subpar. A pitcher like they had last night, they should have at least scored four or five runs in that game. And I'm just seeing a lot of sort of limp, listless.
Yeah, listen, they had situations.
Baseball.
No, they had situations. Look, they had situations where they could have capitalized. And here's Jose Bautista talking about the Angels pitcher, Jared Weaver.
Well, some of that, but Weaver did pitch really good. He's a great pitcher. Today he was on his stuff. He might not be having the best of seasons, especially according to his standards, but we know he's lost some velocity, but he pitched very well today.
Yeah, Jared Weaver mixed it up last night. I think he pretty much, of his four pitches that he throws, his fastball was at about 22% of his pitches, but that's low. He mixed it up.
Pitchers pitches the game of their life.
No, yeah, that, look, listen, you're bringing up points that make you can get angry about it. You can sit around and talk about how the team is not hitting, but the Blue Jays are tied for first place. There's 35, 36 games left in the season. If you look at the schedule, that's really what's going to tell the tale for this team, right? And the schedule in August, and again, the Indians went out and made a move and got a lefty. They got Andrew Miller. Blue Jays playing it safe. And again, you can't sit around and blame Shapiro on Atkins for this. I know it's easy. I know it's what we like to do. And they're fine with it, right? I don't think it bothers either of them. They don't care. They're just doing their job. And they did a good job in Cleveland. Look at the Indians. Who do you think built the Cleveland Indians, guys? Come on. Let's get serious. You can sit around and complain all you want, but this is going to come down to the Blue Jays are playing the Twins for three games this weekend. Pat Dean is on the mound. The guy's a kid. His ERA is just under 5.5. Francisco Liriano is a lefty. It's lefty against lefty. His ERA is just over 5. Hasn't won a game yet with the Blue Jays. Blue Jays Central with Jamie Campbell and Greg Zahn at 6:30 on Sportsnet Ontario and Sportsnet Now. And by the way, everything's on Sportsnet Now. So you should get it. You should download it. First pitch just after 7 right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and on Sportsnet Ontario in 4K. Jerry Howarth, Joe Siddle, Mike Wilner, on the radio and on television, Buck Martinez, Pat Tabler, and Barry Davis, who was a guest on this program earlier. And of course, Mike Wilner will act as your Blue Jay psychiatrist after the game and take your calls. Look, luckily, the Orioles and the Red Sox lost last night. Luckily, Pat, the Orioles team lost Chris Tillman for 15 days. I was going to say Pat Tillman, God rest his soul. Played for the Arizona Cardinals. Died in friendly fire. But the Twins, three games in a row. You got to win all three games. It's that simple. You have to win all three of those games. And then you're going to Baltimore. That could swing the pendulum significantly. Then you're in Tampa. Then you're in New York. Okay. Tampa not very good. Well, they beat Boston. You think Tampa doesn't want to mess things up for the teams ahead of them? What do you think? They're just going to lay down? No, of course not. Then you go to the Yankees, who, after they've traded everybody, they've traded pretty much half their team. A-Rod's gone. Aroldis. Miller. Talking about trading Brett Gardner. They've rebuilt. This kid they got behind the plate, Sanchez, what does he have, 12 home runs in 20 games? Or so? It's preposterous. The guy's a stud. So, but you got to beat the Yankees. You got to take the series. Basically, the Blue Jays have to win, I won't say every series the rest of the way, but you'd like to think that they're going to win the majority of them. Are they going to do that with Brett Cecil in the bullpen? And Aaron Loop is their left-handed specialist. Mike in Niagara Falls. How are you today? You're on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. You don't want to talk Jays. You want to talk Hialeah.
I want to talk Hialeah, Joe. You've obviously know a little bit about it.
A little bit, not much. I know that Hialeah is a sport that was, I don't know if it still is, was popular in South Florida.
That's where I picked it up was when I lived in Miami in 79. I lived a block away from the Fonton, which is what they call their arenas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only problem with Hialeah is the world's fastest sport, and men actually get killed playing it because that little India rubber ball goes up to 150 miles an hour when it gets whiplashed out of the basket, right?
Yeah.
At the time, it was also the only sport where it was legal to gamble that involved humans. Back then, you only had horse racing and dog racing, and Hialeah was the only other sport.
Nice.
The problem with the sport is all the players that play it come from one area in Basque, north, you know, in the Spanish mountains.
Yeah, but isn't it in the Philippines, too?
Other people tried to pick up the sport, but all the greatest players are the Basque.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't teach anybody else how to play it. They will not allow anybody to come in and train with them, work with them. And they speak a language that's part French, part Spanish, part Portuguese. So you can't, no one else can even understand them, right? But I used to walk down during in the morning, and they'd be practicing outside. And after getting to, you know, talk to a few of the guys, a little gutter Spanish, one day after I'd asked them to let me try it, they taped it to my arm. And like, oh, let me tell you how hard that's. And you got to be fast, be able to climb walls, catch and throw. And it is an amazing sport. Back in the early 70s, Wide World of Sports used to cover it once a year or so.
Oh, no, I remember that. And thanks for the call. I remember that. That's what I remember as a kid. I like this tweet. Ian Stanger, right? There's always the guy that's sour and he's not happy. Basically have a Blue Jays talk caller filling in for at SN Jeff Blair. At Wilderness 590, please straighten out at Radio Vendetta. Listen, Mike Wilner's never going to straighten me out. I got him tragically hip tickets. Mike Wilner will have my children if I ask him to. Not that I'm going to. And not that he can bear children. It's strictly, this is an allegory. Lots of dog pictures today, by the way. Lots of them. Carolyn Cook, at Love T.O. Blue Jays. By the way, call him with your Blue Jay thoughts on if you're disappointed and you think they need a lefty. Maybe it's too much of a specialized question. But outside of getting Joey Votto, what else are you going to do? I've heard Justin Morneau. Someone just tweeted in about the White Sox new stadium name and how bad it is. The White Sox, they've never had great stadium names. What was it? The U.S. Airways? No, what was it? It's U.S. Cellular. That's what it was before. It's U.S. Cellular. It's now Guaranteed Rate Field. What does that mean? That you can go there and get, I bet you can get a mortgage there. That's the great thing about America. You can get a mortgage anywhere. Rocket Mortgage. You can get a mortgage on an app on your phone in America. And then you wonder why the housing market there went tee up. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, star 590 on your Rogers cell phone. Those are the numbers for you to chime in. Listen, I'll take your dog thoughts today since it's National Dog Day. But of course, we want to talk about the Blue Jays. So many dog pictures. Kelly Anglin. Hi, Joey. Sharing pic for National Dog Day. Boyfriend's dog is the shepherd and mine was the lab. You didn't attach the pic, Kelly. You're a lovely lady, but you didn't attach the pic. And then there's pictures of our dog, Max, ready for Bautista's bat flip. National Dog Day. Hashtag Blue Jays. Picture of the dog. The dog's not watching television, though. The dog's watching the owners, which is what dogs do because they love their owners. Brad Grieverson, Darwin Barney, were a pitch one time with the bases juiced. Game breaker. I don't know. Like, if you look at this evening's game, is it a no-brainer that Liriano's going to get his first win? Think about it. Pat Dean. Do you know who Pat Dean is? No, you don't. If you have way too much time on your hand, you know about Pat Dean. Otherwise, you have no clue, right? Liriano's pitched pretty good. He's been pitching pretty well since he became a Blue Jay. What are you, 6-11 with 5.5 ERA and 21 starts with Pittsburgh? Well, his ERA is under 4 with 16 strikeouts and 6 walks with the Jays. But he hasn't won a game yet. Does that happen tonight? I think it does. We're going to go off the map here. We're going off the board. Mike, hang on the line. Tom, hang on the line. We'll get to both of you guys. It's 10:22. Once again, beautiful weather. Fantastic weather. I'm actually going to go to the Molson Canadian Amphitheater tonight and see the Counting Crows and Rob Thomas, who's the singer for Matchbox 20. Should be a good crew down there. And I think there's lots of tickets still available. Not lots, but some tickets still available. That'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be like 28, 29 degrees tonight. Maybe I should give away some tickets. You know what? If you have a great call, I'm going to give you tickets to the show tonight. That's my move. I'm going off the board. This is an unscouted, uncharted territory move right here. Jack in Lindsay. Jack, you're on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. How are you today?
Not bad, Joey. How are you?
I'm good.
I was just wondering if you could talk about more about how are you saying Ryan Lochte might get expedited back to Brazil.
No, he might. Yeah, he might get. He might get extradited. Listen, I don't know that he might, but the Brazilian police have charged him. Okay.
Okay.
So he's been charged in Brazil. He can't go back to Brazil, right? Oh. He can't be the boy from Ipanema. He's not going to Brazil. Okay. He is not allowed in Brazil unless he surrenders himself to the authorities. And the police statement also recommends that the court issues a summons for him. And the U.S. State Department said that it was aware of the request. So this is a guy who threw his guys under the bus and left.
What defines me? Ryan Lochte.
That is it. The boy skated. He rolled. He threw his cleats on. He ran the bases. He didn't even touch home. Ran straight in the dugout. And left his guys. Right? You know the story about his sponsor, Speed. Getting dropped by Speedo's got to be traumatic. Dropping your Speedo's got to be more traumatic for some people. But he's been dropped by everybody. I didn't even know he had this sponsorship. Pine Brothers Softish Throat Drops. Pine Brothers Softish Throat Drops said on Friday that it had signed Lochte for an advertising campaign. What do you think they paid him? I bet you they got him for a few grand. That guy is suffering. He has no endorsements. Everybody's dropping him. Phone lines lit up. Tom in Waterloo, you're on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Good Friday to you. How are you?
Same to you, sir. I was just thinking Buck saved me a little bit of work. I was actually thinking of doing this. Our top eight in the lineup have played four games together this year. And
I think it was five games, right? I think he said five.
Okay.
Well, I think five, but close enough.
It's not very many.
No, it's
and
not.
I'm just wondering, you know, if we could put our full lineup out there for a couple of weeks, what would we do?
And again, I think that goes back to John Gibbons, what he says about that the Jays bats are going to turn around soon. And he also says that the Jays have been unlucky at the plate. And that has a lot to do with it. Look, you've heard of puck luck in hockey. It's the same thing in any other sport. You're going to have a certain amount of luck. Bounces are going to go your way. Here's John Gibbons talking about the Jays' luck at the plate.
I think we're throwing some good at-bats up there. You know, the balls we're hitting right now, a lot of them are going right at guys. So that's part of it. Like it or not, that's part of it.
Jay Happ got hit in the foot.
Yeah. Well, it's just that Carrera and Barney and these guys, they're playing full-time instead of part-time.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, they're not full-time players. They weren't brought here to be full-time players, right?
You know, and I was just wondering, as mentioned it to Travis, does the team look tired to you? Does it look tired?
I think everybody's tired in baseball right now.
Right? I don't know. There's just a different look with the Jays to me right now. Anyway,
I think everybody's tired. Thanks for the call. I think at this point in the season, when you've played 130 games, you're tired, right? 125, 130, whatever it is, whatever your team has played, you're tired. It's pretty simple. The Jays, look, Bautista coming back, I think, is going to be a catalyst. It has to be. You're getting your... Forget about anything other than this. Jose Bautista is still Jose Bautista. When he walks out onto that field, he's like a guy that helps to make everybody else a little bit taller. He just does. He's that kind of player. He's the face of the franchise. Yes, Donaldson, Tulo, Martin. We talk about Sanchez, Stroman, the year that Haps had. You know, I'm concerned about the fact that Estrada's had a couple of not so stellar starts. Sanchez was wobbling a little bit, so they sent him to Dunedin to go to the high performance training center down there and work with the coaches and the people down there to get him back on track and to give him a rest heading into the stretch run. Now you have Jay Happ last night who looked good but then wobbled. Well, with all due respect to Marcus Stroman, those are your three best pitchers. And Marcus Stroman seems to have righted himself, but again, that could change. If you don't get the starting pitching that you've gotten from this team, Forget it. You're 8 games out. At least. Mike, in Oakville, you're on Sportsnet 590 The Fan at 10:28 on a Friday. How are you, pal?
I'm doing good. How about you, Joey?
I'm well. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Beautiful. Joey, I'm tired of this kitty by the door stuff. We've been waiting for a championship for years. I'm thinking we're sending Sanchez down, who's going for a Cy Young. I don't want to say that we all kind of live by what have you done for me lately, but why are we sending these guys down, and why are we screwing around with the pitching staff? Put them on the 4 and 5, and let's get back to winning. Cecil and Luke, you know what? If they can't pitch, pitch the right-handers, not the left-handers. I know it's all about stats, but if those guys can't pitch, then I'd say we just, like, I don't want to wait. I don't want to blow this down the stretch, but that's what it seems like. We're playing it a little too cutesy.
Yeah, I don't think, and thank you for the call, I don't think the Toronto Blue Jays, from the top down, all the way from the top to the bottom in the organization, is doing anything other than trying to win. There's no question. And there are some relief pitchers that are out there. As I mentioned earlier, Boone Logan and Jake McGee from Colorado. Colorado's done. Philly's done. They have Jean-Marc Gomez, and you got Daniel Hudson in Arizona, right-handers. There are some arms available. Ryan Madsen in Oakland. Brandon Kinsler is a guy whose name pitches for Minnesota, guy whose name has been bandied about, has 12 saves, really good ERA at 1.73. And I think you have to get another relief pitcher. You know, McCowan says it all the time, and I agree. I'd rather have 10 guys at $1 million than one guy at $10 million. You know, unless that guy's Trevor Hoffman or Goose Gossage in his prime or Rolly Fingers. The list goes on and on. Or Aroldis Chapman or Andrew Miller, both of whom the Jays missed out on. Now, the Cubs have way more money to spend. Their budget is much bigger. Boston budget, much bigger than Toronto's. You have to take these things into consideration. We're going to take a break. The phone lines are open. 416-870-0590. It's a Friday, so we're having some fun letting you run the show. Love the calls. Love the great opinions. Blue Jay fans are passionate. This team's window is now. We don't want the window to close on our thumbs, do we? Still to come in the program in hour number 3. Best of the week. We had some fantastic people call in, from Masai Ujiri to Daryl Sittler. We had Gislaine Landry on the show. She didn't call in. She came in. She brought her bronze medal. Incredible to have her in the studio. Well, here's some of the stuff from that. Taylor Hall, Connor McDavid. When we return, though, more of your calls on the Toronto Blue Jays. Stay on the line if you are, and if you want to call, 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590. And if you're on a cell phone, all you have to do is hit *590. We'll discuss more Toronto Blue Jays and get your opinions and thoughts when we return on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Hi, this is DeMar DeRozan, and you are listening to Joey Zendetta on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
What a great song. I'm almost sorry this is a sports talk show and I have to talk over it. This is worth going to see the Counting Crows tonight just for this song. By the way, Adam Duritz from the Counting Crows is a massive sports fan. I'm going to see if I can get him on the show. I'm going to text the road manager right now. I have phone numbers from so many people, and they give me their number, and then I harass them. It's okay. It's 10:41. It's National Dog Day. At Radio Vendetta is my Twitter handle. The phone lines are rammed. Everyone wants to talk about something. And I'm okay with anything. I really am. It's Friday. It's beautiful. It's 28 degrees. Might rain on Sunday, but enjoy it tonight. Counting Crows and Rob Thomas at the Molson Canadian Amphitheater. If you're going out this evening, tomorrow, the Toronto FC rolling. They're a juggernaut, right? As much as the Jays are kind of struggling, the TFC are not struggling. We had Greg Vanney on the show. I love Greg Vanney. I'm unabashed in my love for Greg Vanney because he's a technical director and a manager. I'm also going to try and get Christine Simpson on the line. She was at the BioSteel camp final yesterday. Some good hockey. Tyler Seguin's so good. Just watching the highlights of Tyler. And Connor McDavid's preposterous. He was on the show earlier. In the 11 o'clock hour, we'll have some of the highlights of our weekend interviews. Masai Ujiri. Major League Rainmaker at Juggy Gales. Haven't been able to listen to the whole show today. Did you already say if you have a dog or no? I don't have a dog. It's a simple reason why I don't have a dog. It's the simplest. I had a dog as a child. My dad took my dog away. My dog's name was Whiskey. He was a Samoyed Husky. And he would go number two in the tomatoes. My dad was pissed. The dog just liked going in the tomatoes, but he's a strong dog. When I was a kid, we would tie a shopping cart to his leash. And in the winter, he'd pull us with no wheels. Because, of course, we'd taken the wheels off when we stole the shopping carriage to make a go-kart. I mean, what kind of self-respecting kid doesn't do that? Anyway, the phone lines are open. Let's go to Ian in North York. Ian, you don't want to talk Blue Jays. You want to talk U.S. soccer and Hope Solo.
Joey, I do. It's always great to hear you on the radio. And as a person who doesn't have a dog as well, I want to say a national dog day to my nieces, Ruby, Millie, Coco, and my newest nephew, Otis. I just had to say that.
Good names.
Excellent handle.
Yeah, great handle. So, Hope Solo, what do you think?
I'm a little surprised, but not surprised, how quickly U.S. Soccer Association divulged themselves completely of Hope Solo.
Well, wait a second here. They didn't, right? This was the latest in a, I won't say a long line of episodes, but the domestic violence charge against her, and there were many people calling for her. She's clashed with coaches. She's criticized teammates. She's picked fights with former national team stars on social media. I mean, she was on Dancing with the Stars. She's accused a partner of on Dancing with the Stars of slapping her, right? She said the show was rigged by producers. This is not an isolated incident.
No, I know it's not an isolated incident. And the situation is, because all of this has happened before Rio, they decided to just keep it quiet and not say anything.
Yeah.
And then when the loss to Sweden came up and her absolutely abominable comments afterwards,
yeah,
then it gave them the okay to sort of do this. And it was all very, very quietly done. But if they had won, do you think that there would have been this mass exodus from the Solo camp?
I appreciate the call. It's, Ian, it's really simple. This is how it works, especially in America. You win, you can do pretty much anything. Look at Greg Hardy. This is a guy. Greg Hardy's a guy that the Dallas Cowboys picked up after he threw his girlfriend on the bed on a bunch of guns and said he was going to kill her. Yeah, but that boy can rush the passer. Right, Jerry? Now the Cowboys don't even want him. And I guarantee you at some point this season, and by the way, his play fell off at the end of the year. He was good. He was good during the year. Not a good person at all. And the Hope Solo situation is pretty simple. She's nuts. She's crazy. But we can handle crazy as long as crazy wins. David Brewitt just tweeted me a picture of Pitbull. But he's in the picture and he looks just like Pitbull. I'm retweeting this picture at Radio Vendetta. This dude looks just like Pitbull, which could be good as long as you're going worldwide. David, I suggest you get on a plane immediately. Let's go to Mike in Toronto. Mike, you want to know if the Jays have the killer instinct. What do you think?
No, I don't believe so. It's such a difference from last year. You watch every game last year and you're like, it's okay. They're losing by 2, 3, 4, 5 runs even. They'll come back. They'll win. Not worried about it. This year just doesn't seem to be there. We went to Cleveland to watch the games this weekend and they were so close every game and just you didn't believe like I wanted to, but you just didn't feel like they had that oomph to come back. They're missing a little something.
Yeah, and does the return of Jose Bautista help with that? Look, tonight, again, I don't know yet, and if we find out, Travis, our fantastic producer who creates the magic here, well, actually doesn't. I do, but I give him credit for creating the magic. He's throwing his hands up right now. Again, if you haven't seen what it looks like in here, it's a giant studio. It's nice. I think they're renovating it, and then it's got a glass wall, and I look through, and I see Derek, the technical director, and Travis. And I don't see Andrew Nye, who does the news updates, because Andrew's in another room. But Travis is throwing his hands up because he thinks he creates the magic. He does have a wand in his hand, and he has a pointy hat with stars and moons. And right now he's got his earpieces in because he's editing something, pretending to be busy. I think he's actually playing online poker. It's always been my theory. Let's go to Rick in Vaughn, and I'm going to answer Mike's question here if they have the killer instinct, the Blue Jays. I think with Jose Bautista, look, how about last night? Jared Weaver throws 20% fastballs, 18% change up, 22% curveballs, mixes it up huge, right? And the Jays lose. The guy pitched great. He's a good pitcher. He hasn't had a great season, but pitched well last night. And the Jays? What happened? Bad breaks, bad bounces, and you lose the game. And all of a sudden, you're sitting around going, now what do we do? Well, you stay the course because you luckily, Boston and the Orioles pitching is just terrible. I mean, it's terrible. The fact that they are still just a game out is miraculous. It's miraculous. Blue Jay fans, count your blessings that you have the pitching staff that you have. Yes, Estrada not doing great the last couple of games. I don't know if it's back. I don't know if it's the fact that he has too much rest. We can sit around and prognosticate and pontificate and think whatever we want. You got to believe he's going to be fine. You got to believe that J-Hap last night was just the victim of some bad bounces. You got to believe Aaron Sanchez comes back as good as he's been most of the season. You got to believe Marcus Stroman is as good as he's been lately. And Liriano, if he wins tonight for the first time in 4 tries, now you got five starting pitchers. You need a lefty. Do you move Liriano to the bullpen for the postseason? Don't think they're not thinking about that. That's definitely on the discussion table. When they got a whiteboard in their boardroom, that's Liriano to bullpen, ? Rick in Vaughn, how are you? Thank you for being on the program. How are you?
Morning. Yeah, question mark. Joey Bats to cleanup. I mean, he was good enough to bat cleanup for the All-Stars a couple of years ago. I mean, for the American All-Stars, who batted cleanup? Joey Bats. Yet, he's not good enough to bat cleanup for the Jays?
Well, you have Josh Donaldson and Edwin Encarnacion. He's not. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Hang on a second. Here's my first five. You go Travis, Donaldson, Encarnacion, Joey Bats, and after that, who cares?
Well, we do. Right, no, I do care, and we appreciate the call. We care, and you care, because you called in. Jose Bautista is not batting cleanup right now. No chance. Not happening. If he gets in a groove, sure, he can bat cleanup and go back. I'd rather have him at number 5. Let's remember what the batting order was last year. You know, Edwin, Donaldson, Bautista alternating 3-4-5. The leadoff thing was to just get him off the scuffle this year, right? He got moved to the front of the line because they wanted to get him going, and they did. He got going. We got to take a break here, but I got time for another call. And those of you on the line, don't go anywhere. We'll get to your calls, I promise. You're a very important part of this program. Al in Hamilton. Al in the Hammer. What's up, Al? How are you?
How you doing, buddy? I'm first-time caller here.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that I encouraged you to call, and I hope that you bring an incredible opinion. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you said a couple of Smurf things there. That Counting Crows song is a great song.
Oh, great tune.
Hey?
Yeah.
And also, you said, almost you could, if you win in the States, you can just about do anything except for, I don't know what happened to that swimmer. He left his friends. Oh, what a banana head. Eh?
Oh, yeah, you know what? He's beyond that, man. That's just...
Canada represented him well. I want everybody to look up in the sky and thank God we're Canadian.
Well, we have a lot of people, and thank you for the call. We have a lot of individuals in this country, and Canada is not devoid of idiots. Let's not fool ourselves here. By the way, Stephen Harper is retiring from politics today. I don't know why I just brought that up, but Canada has a different mentality. You know it. We know it. We're proud of it. We're going to take a break. Stay on the line. Hold through the break. There's a bunch of calls. We want to get to you. It's important to have you on the program. At Radio Vendetta on Twitter. And, of course, the phone number is in the 416-870-0590. 888-666-0590. Star 590 on your Rogers cell phone. And you're tweeting me pictures of your dogs. There's some cute dogs. I still can't get over this David Brewitt, who tweeted me a picture of himself with a Pitbull poster, and he looks just like Pitbull. We're going to come back. I'm going to get Christine Simpson on the air. I love Christine Simpson. She's a longtime friend. She was hosting yesterday at the BioSteel camp, and they had some kids there that are facing some incredibly tough circumstances. I want to get her take on that and ask her about the kind of hockey that she saw. And as well, we'll get to some of these interviews we did earlier in the week and some big names, some great names, and some fantastic quotes. So we will talk to some of those individuals, including Taylor Hall, Joe Biagini, Sidney Crosby, Daryl Sittler, Connor McDavid, and more when we return on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.